I think Oscar was having a good laugh with us all there, coming up the O'Neill Road, getting drenched. Oscar meant the world and more to me and Leona. But in all honesty, there are no words that could ever do him justice. He was kind, caring, sensitive, loving, smart. Mischievous and unbelievably funny. He had the most wonderful little personality and an uncanny ability to wrap people around his little finger within seconds of meeting them, particularly female nurses. Oscar was a bit of a ladies' man. We often laugh about how in certain situations he would pick out the youngest and prettiest female in the group and just walk up to her with his arms out for a big hug, which he always got. Within seconds he had her eaten out of the palm of his hand. He'd be playing on her iPhone while she ran off to bring him Cheerios or a plate of fish fingers or anything else that he wanted. Oscar spent half of his 5 years battling cancer. He has seen things that no child should ever have to see. He has felt pain that no child should ever have to feel. But he endured it all with the most amazing courage and determination to win. He fought hard with his absolutely amazing mum, his adoring little sister Izzy, and myself by his side every step of the way. Sadly for Oscar, it wasn't to be, but his fight has touched the hearts of thousands of people the world over. And he has achieved much more in his 5.5 short years than many of us could ever hope to achieve in a lifetime. Words cannot express how proud we are of him. He was quite simply the most incredible little boy any dad could wish for, and I'm going to miss him. His hugs and his kisses so much. I love you, wee man. Best muffers ever.
Without so many people knowing how amazing he is, but Oscar managed to build his own legacy long before this day came. The most important thing to us, and what makes us so proud, is that Oscar made everyone a much better person. As hard as we are going to find the days and years ahead, we have to try to make the most out of every situation, just as Oscar always did. A stay in hospital meant time with his nurses and hours playing on his iPad. An anaesthetic and scan in the adult hospital meant a ride in the ambulance, with the lights on but not the sirens. Even needles and painful procedures, Oscar took a deep breath and did it. We could have been here 2.5 years ago, but Oscar put on a brave face, fought hard, and gave us so much wonderful time with him. Thank you, wee man. Oscar's favourite movie was Peter Pan. We talked to him a few weeks ago about going on a journey to Neverland. We explained that in Neverland there are no sore knees, no sore heads, and no sore tummies. Oscar had always told us that when he grew up, he wanted to drive a big green tractor instead of a car. And he was so excited to hear that old MacDonald lives in Neverland and allowed people to drive his big green tractor if they were 5.5. The best thing about Neverland was the biggest dhoti shop in the world and that you got a new dhoti every day. When we got to this point of our story, Oscar took his dhoti out of his mouth, had the biggest smile and said, "This is the best day of my life. He is just so special." Oscar has the best sister ever, Izzy, who is 3 and loves to dress up as Princess Belle. She's wearing her favourite dress today. She knows that sick Oscar's body is here with us. But that happy Oscar is up in the clouds. So enjoy yourself, wee man. Look after us all down here and have fun riding that big green tractor in the sky. Team Oscar forever.